almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbargains.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Hello and welcome to Blind Bargains. This happens to be my first interview for CSUN 2018, and I'm really happy to be joined by a return guest. Adan from Right Here is going to tell us what's new. Hi, Adan. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to be here again. Thank
welcome
you, Shelley.
Welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much. I'm excited, and thank you again for inviting me.
Sure. We're not going to walk around the hotel like we did last year, but just for folks who might not have heard our discussion last year, tell a little bit about what Right Here is.
Right. So Right Here is an indoor orientation solution. We sometimes explain it very simply as a ramp for the blind, or a ramp for the blind and visually impaired. And the reason we explain it that way is because it's an accessibility tool for physical environments, for venues, to allow our users, which are mostly blind and visually impaired, but not just, to access independently. It's all about providing independence and a tool to walk around more freely in public spaces and venues. And it could be from any different kind. It could be hotels like this one or university and etc.
So tell us a little bit about how it works. So last year we went around the Manchester Grand Hyatt where we are now, and we saw that you had some beacons installed and it could identify indoor locations for us. Is that basically how Right Here works? You set up a beacon and then the consumer can find places Correct. Within the venue they're looking for, right?
Right. So basically the whole system has three main components. The first one is the app, okay? It's a free app on Android or iOS devices. And this is the interface for our users. The second component is the beacons we're using, the small, tiny sensors that has self-powered battery inside of them. And I can elaborate more, if you like, later on about this component. And the third component is, and this is very unique to us, is an online dashboard, which allow the venue owner to edit and manage all the content that later on the users will hear while going inside the venue.
Cool. So that's great. And if anybody wants to really sort of know the nuts and bolts of how your system works, I would recommend that they listen to the walk-around demo that we did last year. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you about what's new with Right Here. There's new things going on with your app and with your company. But start with the company. Tell us about where Right Here has been and where they are now.
So yeah, actually, the past year was a very exciting year for us. We doubled up our sizes in almost any aspect. It was a very, very exciting journey in the past year. From the team has just doubled. We're now six. Last year, we were three when I met you. The number of venues that we have accessed has doubled. Last year, it was about... Actually, even more than doubled. It was about 150, I think. Not sure. I can review back again to that episode. That would be actually interesting to hear. But now we have about 400 venues that are accessible with the system. Again, most of them are in Israel. It's just easier for us to operate there. But we also have more and more references here in the United States and also in Europe. Again, of course, the user base is almost, I think it's even more than doubled as well. And it was a very exciting year for us. Actually, we're now hiring again. So I don't know if it's appropriate to talk about it now or not, but we're hiring for the sales and marketing department. So if any one of you are listening and looking for an exciting job, contact me afterwards. And yeah, and again, I think we've been, you know, featured. We've accessed actually the whole ATIA convention, I think it was 2 months ago.
In January, and that happens in Orlando, Florida. So you you had beacons all over that hotel.
Yeah, so the whole hotel there, all the convention centers there was accessible with our system. We got amazing feedback from the users there, and it's, you know, obviously they're not much as we have here at CSUN, but we received lots of great feedback and interest from different organizations. I can say that probably, I think we have in every sector now a few references, whether if it's universities, hotels, restaurants, retail, shopping malls, hospitals. We now have three hospitals that are accessible with our system, which is, you know, the feedback there are just exciting. It's even more exciting, I can say, from than other places. But in every sector now, we have a few references, and yeah, we're growing. In terms of the product, I can say there, as I said, as I mentioned earlier, we now have a closed beta for our version 3.0. It's going to be the third version of right here, launching on June. This June, probably at the M-Enabling Summit, going to happen at Washington, D.C. So now we're working hard on that. We're going to present there a few features that haven't been available in any other place. I'm very excited about it, although I cannot elaborate too much about that. But what I can say is that it will allow an immediate value for users, even if they don't have an accessible venue nearby. So, yeah.
So for now, the people who participate in the closed beta would need to be near a venue that has your beacons installed, right?
Yeah. But even if there is no accessible venue around them, I would also recommend to contact us if you're interested, because we do some efforts and making our magic to make it happen around some places. I can tell you, Shelley, you know, one interesting thing that happened to us last year after this, you know, amazing opportunity to be interviewed here, a few of the listeners has contacted us and talked about, hey, you know, I've heard the demonstration, I've heard about what you're doing, I'm excited about it, do you have any place that is accessible near my area? And even if we said no, we asked those listeners, hey, how about you recommend us some place that you're specifically interested to have as an accessible place with a system, and we'll contact them and, you know, do what the best we can to access it with the system. And it's happened twice in two different places. So I also encourage you now, any of you, if you hear us and want to try it out, even if you don't have an accessible venue with the system nearby. And by the way, you can find it in the app if you'll open it.
The app will show you what venues are accessible. Because I was just going to ask you to point out maybe a few venues, especially in the United States where a lot of our listeners are. What are some venues that people would recognize that are already equipped for?
So yeah, so in the United States, most of our venue references, and again, they're not too much as for now, but most of them are in Florida and or in the East Coast, generally speaking. So if you want to check them out, just open up the app. You'll find nearby accessibility zones. There's a button there called nearby accessibility zones. If you'll click on that, it will show you all the places that are accessible with the system, from the one that is nearby to the one that is far away. Another cool feature that I'm not sure we had last year, so I'll mention here that in this specific list, if you'll find a place that is accessible for you, let's say, you know, this shopping mall that is accessible for you, you'll be able to click on it in the app, and the app will ask you how would you like to get there, and it will suggest you different public transportation apps like Uber or Lyft. And one cool thing that happened like in Israel, and we also do it now in the US, is that the driver also getting another note with this, that this passenger might have some visual impairments. So you as a driver look for him and not vice versa.
So as a passenger, can you choose what that note says and whether to let that driver know?
Of course, of course. But as a default, we suggest our users to mention that, so it will just be easier for the driver to look for you and not vice versa.
And are you connected with transit system as well, or simply ride sharing apps like Lyft and Uber?
So again, as for now, we have Lyft, we have Uber, we have Get. If you're familiar with that, we have Moovit.
But so primarily ride sharing rather than public transportation like buses and trains. So you're not connected to those?
No, networks. Not yet. But not yet. We do have some pilots with that. We're already integrated with Moovit, which is exciting. But not more than that at the moment. We're working on that. It's a challenging field, but absolutely necessary.
Well, tell me about 3.0 of the app, which you said is coming out in June, and that you're in the beta project for. What's exciting that people are going to see that's new?
So, what I can tell, that's a good question.
Tell me all your secrets. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you deserve it. If there is anyone who deserves it, it's you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, one thing, there are the few things I'll try to mention without disclosing what I cannot. As again, the first thing is an immediate value. One challenge that we had with right here so far is that if you don't have any accessible venue nearby, so your value out of it is not immediate. You have to go far away just to try it out, and you probably won't do that. So we were thinking really hard how we will be able to provide an immediate value. So even if you don't have any accessible venue nearby, what other value can we offer you? And we found something interesting with that. So this is something you'll be able to find out what it is in the next version. Another thing I can say is customization. One thing that we've found out in the past year is that every user has different preferences. It's really hard to say, okay, this is how the blind community would like it. Oh, this is how blind people use that and that. Well, everyone is different. Everyone has different preferences. So we've put some adjustments or changes into the app so it will be more customized for every user. So you'll be able to customize, in a way, the experience. I think it's super powerful because, again, it's you kind of create your own user experience with it. And obviously, we made a lot of improvements into that, into the user experience in the app. Yeah, that's what I can elaborate about, or what I can share with you about the next version.
Okay. Let me ask, you've obviously, since you have so many more users and so many more venues where your mm-hmm. app is where your system is deployed, mm-hmm. what has been the kind of feedback you've gotten? What have you learned from users as you've gotten information from how they actually use your service?
You know what, the most exciting feedback that I can remember instantly is from a user in Israel named Sarel, if you're listening to us. She's a student at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. It's one of the known institutes for science research in Israel. And she's learning their neuroscience second degree. And she was on her second year, I think. And we implement our system in this institute, in the Weizmann Institute. And like about 2 months or 3 months after that, she contacted us and said, you know, my studies are not easy. Well, it's neuroscience, I don't know. It's not easy. But what was most difficult in my studies was to find my lab. And now, thanks to your system, it's just easy. So thank you for that. So, you know, that specific feedback is something that always excites me because, you know, it shows how much there's a lot of going on, a lot of talking about information accessibility, whether if it's on, you know, web accessibility or digital documents accessibility, and many sort of information accessibility, which is obviously super important. But one thing that I think that the industry is an industry missing is, you know, the venue itself. For a student, sometimes the challenge is not, you know, understanding the diagrams or the text or whatever it is, like as studies. It's sometimes the most challenge is just to find the lab or just to find where are the restrooms or stuff like that. So this is a good example of a feedback that we, you know, that highlighted how much it's important to put attention to the physical environment and not just the information.
You mentioned that you had your system deployed in hospitals, and I'm guessing in that environment you have a lot of people who they aren't using it all the time. Every day you come to the hospital because you're ill or because mm-hmm. a loved one's ill. Whereas if I'm in school or even a mall or a hotel, it may be a place I come to mm-hmm. repeatedly. So what's been the experience of people who use your app for the first time because they're in a hospital, perhaps they're in a stressful situation?
Right. So yeah, so that's exactly, actually you just pinpointed, because, you know, whether it's a place that you're going to, you know, every once in a while, if it's your favorite shopping mall nearby, or if it's your favorite, I don't know, place that you go very often, in a certain time you get to know this place. You kind of you recognize it yourself. Like let's talk about this hotel in where we're now at. You know, I think if it's been going on here every year for the last, I don't know how many years. So I think many of the attendees are already kind of familiar with everything is at. But when it's a place that you don't go very often, just like hospitals or hotels in general, I think this is where the value of Frightier is more more come into play, because there you really need some sort of assistant, because you don't know the area, you don't remember anything about this place before. And if you already know how to use the app because you've tried it out in different, you know, other venues, it will be very beneficial in a new place that you haven't been before. And in mentioning, you know, hospitals, when going there to visit your loved ones, it's a stressful, you know, experience. It's, you know, you don't want to, you know, find yourself just looking for where it is. You want to, you know, you want to be concentrated of being supportive and stuff like that. So yeah, this is, I can tell you about specifically about hospitals. One thing that, from this case study that we had challenges that we haven't thought about before, because it was mostly from the installation process, because in a hospital, you cannot stop the hall. All right, we need to kind of stop walking here. We need to have to install here something. It's like, no, you gotta have to do that while the hospital is active. So in terms of installation, that was a challenge. But in terms of the user experience, I think, it's just obvious that it was better or more beneficial than sometimes other places.
Sure. So what else do folks need to know about Ride Here that we haven't covered?
I talked about the closed beta. I talked about the dash. Oh, I'm not sure if I've talked a lot about the dashboard, but I can mention more about that.
Yeah.
You know, I think one thing that very differentiates Ride Here than other solutions in the industry is this dashboard, because this dashboard allows the venue's owner or managers to really control all the information or everything that's involved with the orientation system that we provide in their venue. They're not rely on anyone else, on any other vendor. They have full access to all the content. They can change the content online. It's all text-to-speech, of course. We currently support 8 different languages. You know, one thing, by the way, that we've just realized in the past year, that thanks to the system, we've been mostly focused about the blind, visually impaired society, but we've realized that it's super beneficial also for other audiences that we haven't even know about. Like, for example, there's this doctor that contacted us and tell us that he wanted for his patients. So we said, okay, so I guess your patients are visually impaired in a way. And he said, no, I'm a mental health doctor, and my patients have agoraphobia. And we said, okay, what is agoraphobia? I didn't know what it even means. And he explained to me that with our system, his clients will be able to feel more confident in public spaces where they're sometimes feeling lost. So that was, an eye-opener.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's unusual.
Absolutely. So I think the flexibility the dashboard allows and the different languages that it allows as well is open us to more audiences and more challenges that we sometimes didn't even have been aware of. One thing more that I can cover or mention that I haven't done earlier is a very large project that we've recently finished and we're very proud of in Israel. You probably heard about McDonald's.
Sure.
Yeah. So McDonald's Israel has about 200 venues, branches, and they decided to work with it and put the Ride Here system in all of their branches. So no matter what, where you live in Israel, you'll probably find a McDonald's branch nearby, and it's accessible for you. You'll be able to find your way there.
So that means I can find the counter and the restroom and where the tables are and all the things I would need if I'm in a McDonald's.
Exactly. We just finished it up. I'm not sure we even put it public yet, so this is the first time, Shelley, if you like. You deserve it.
So if you want to go to McDonald's in Israel, very soon you can go in an accessible way.
There. Absolutely. This is, I think, I'm very proud of them, and really I think they're made as a statement something super super important. Having this brand, having their distribution all over the country, having this in their branches is really really important in terms of making the change that we're trying to make of having the physical space accessible.
So tell people where they can find the app first of all, and then if they want to get in touch with you and suggest venues, how should folks get in touch with you?
Sure. So first, to find the app, it's easy. Just look for Ride Here, RIGHDHEAR, here like hearing, on the App Store or Google Play. It's a free app, 100% free app. So please download and let us know what you think. If you have any questions or suggestions or recommendations, if you'd like us to turn any venue nearby into accessible environment, just contact us, and you can contact me personally. My personal email is idan, at ride-here.com. And please, if you're interested to help us with turning the world into more accessible environment for the blind, visually impaired, and also, as I mentioned, to other audiences, please contact us. I'm looking forward to add you to our beta group for the next version. And also, if you're interested, we're hiring at the moment for different positions, as I mentioned. So
sounds good. Thanks so much, Idan, and it was a pleasure having you back on Blind Bargains.
Thank you so much.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.